Trying to hitch a ride at this time of night is especially hard for your favorite vault keeper. Well, I finally made it to jolly old England and a little sightseeing. How did I come over, you ask? What airline would even think about taking someone like me, you ask? I took the flight of the living dead. And wouldn't you know it? Here in the middle of these wetlands lies a tale from the Vault of Horror just waiting to be. Aha! Here it is. Terror on the Moors. How do you deal with driving through heavy fog? You pull over and find your bearings, as travel writer Jane Redden is doing, trying to find safe passage through a dense, impenetrable fog.
Turn right.
But I can't see to the right.
Turn right.
I can't see anything.
Turn right.
Do you know that right now you're about as useless as a cup of decaf?
Turn right.
Ugh. And no cell service. Great. Hopefully nobody behind me. Of course, nobody but me is stupid enough to drive on a night like...
Jane sees a two-story manor in the distance. The first and only one for miles and miles.
Oh. What the hell? It's worth a shot.
Turn right.
Oh, shut up!
Recalculating.
Hello? Anybody? Hello?
Good evening. Lost, I'm assuming.
Very lost. I think I've gone off the road at least two times now, and I'm also pretty sure I'm going in circles.
No, you are. I've seen you pass by the estate three times now. Where are you heading?
Leeds. Obviously, that's not happening. Which is why I was wondering, I know that this is a lot to ask, but would it be possible to stay...
Stay here?
Yes, at least until this fog disperses.
Oh dear.
I mean, I realize this isn't a bed and breakfast, and I promise, I won't be a trouble to anyone.
No, nonsense. You wouldn't be a trouble at all. It's just that, well, there's... You pointed out this is not a hotel, and besides, Mr. Clymore has not had visitors for 40 years. I'm not sure if... Well, I'm sure you understand.
Well, I certainly can't drive in this.
No, you certainly can't. Oh, I'm not sure what to do here. What you are asking is a very bad idea.
Why? I don't see the... Were those wolves?
Those were indeed wolves. There are actually quite a few of them out here, vicious bastards.
Okay, that settles it.
Evers, ma'am.
Evers. I need a place to stay tonight, and that place is not going to be my rental car. I mean, have you ever seen an American werewolf in London? Please?
Oh, dear. You're right. My apologies, you're absolutely right. Let me go speak with Mr. Clymore. Perhaps he will consent to...
You can stay at the guest cottage.
Mr. Clymore? Yes, sir. Oh, now that is a surprise.
It certainly is. Now, can you please open this gate?
Very well. The guest cottage is right over there. Just follow the path. I did warn you.
Yes, I'm 10th generation Clymore.
Oh.
The estate was built in 1766. Mm. That portrait there.
Uh-huh.
My great-grandfather knew Edward VIII.
Really?
Well, that's what he told people anyway.
So, did William Kent design the estate? Definitely his style.
No, but I'm impressed you know the name.
I'm a travel writer. Oh. Been researching English architecture for years. I was actually on my way to do a photo shoot of Castle Howard for my next book.
Oh, jolly good. How long have you been writing?
11 years now. Evers imply that I'm the first guest you've had in over 40 years. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. No guests since my wife passed on. That's her portrait right there.
She's lovely.
That was done about 3 years before.
Sir?
Mr. Clymore, are you all right? You look pale.
I'm fine. I'll be fine. Speaking about Glynis is not something I like doing. Should be doing. Evers, perhaps you could lead Ms. Redden back to the guest cottage.
Of course, sir.
You look rather spent yourself. Although I must ask that you restrict yourself to the guest cottage. Oh. It's small, but...
Oh, my God! What is that smell?
Smell? I don't smell anything. What are you...
It smells like... I don't know what it smells like, but...
It's probably one of those blasted wolves attacked a deer.
Yes, happened
before.
Oh, it smells worse than that.
Ma'am, decaying deer, probably made worse by the weather. Mm-hmm. I'll tend to it immediately, sir.
Get our guest settled first, my friend. Good night, Miss Redden.
Good night.
You'll find sheets and a duvet under the bed, and I have a few toiletries.
I wasn't wrong about the smell, was I?
No, Mom, definitely not.
I'm sorry. What building is that?
Oh, that? Mm. That is the mausoleum. 9 generations of Clymores are entombed in there.
Uh-huh. Oh,
don't be worried. Totally harmless.
So, 9 generations of Clymores? What about the 10th?
Neither Mr. Clymore nor his wife had any children.
Oh.
Ah, here we are. Sorry, I have no pajamas for you. Perhaps in your rental car?
I'm too tired to get anything out of my car. I'll just sleep in my clothes tonight. Take off early tomorrow. What the hell?
Wolves.
That didn't sound like a wolf to me. You know what? Maybe Mr. Clymore's right. I've been driving 8 hours straight. It's almost midnight. I am spent. Good night, Evers.
Good night, Mom. I would keep the door locked if I were you.
No kidding.
Must take care of it. I always do.
What the?
Nope. That's no wolf. Is it, Jane?
Redding.
Oh, God. Evers, I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to stay...
Mr. Clymore is dead.
What?
He was just coming to get you. Mr. Clymore is dead. I heard a sound like he fell out of bed, and he's so fragile, it must have been a heart attack.
Evers, you're shaking.
Oh, we must cremate his body.
Cremate the body?
We must cremate the body. Will you help me?
What are you talking
Mom,
about?
It's vital. It's vital to
Evers,
be...
Evers, shh, please. Show me the body.
Of course, of course. Come with me.
All right. I'm sorry, Evers. He's gone. But For the life of me, it looks like he was frightened to death.
Oh, gods.
We need to call for an ambulance. My cell has no service out here. Where's your phone?
We do not have one.
What?
No one comes here. No one will.
So what? You're just going to stick Clymore in the mausoleum with the rest of the family?
No, no, no. I told you we must cremate his body.
But why? Why are you so determined? Okay, what is that? And where's it coming from?
Please, we must cremate the body. Oh. Many years ago, Mr. Clymore made me promise to cremate his body upon his death. I need your help. I can't do it alone, and we don't have much time.
Evers, why didn't you want me staying here?
Please, please, we don't have
Answer
time.
Answer my question. No. Why didn't you want me staying here?
Please.
You tell me what's going on around here, or so help me. I am out of here.
Very well, then. It happened over 30 years ago.
What did?
The birth of Mr. Clymore's son. That's who and what you're hearing.
But you said he never had any children.
No way, he didn't. For you see, this child was like nothing you had ever seen before. Not normal, not by any means. Over 35 years ago, Mrs. Clymore died during labor, giving birth to something, the only word I can think of to describe it was monstrosity, a revolting monstrosity. No one was allowed to see it, not even myself. After Mrs. Clymore was interred in the family tomb, Mr. Clymore withdrew from the world. He discharged the household staff, all but me, and he cared for the mindless creature. But as it grew older, it became more and more vicious. We had no choice but to build a special room for it at the top of the house. We forged a special key and then locked the beast in the room before destroying the key to ensure that it could never escape. Several months ago, the monster underwent a horrific mental change, the likes of which we were not prepared for.
That smell earlier, I was right, wasn't I? That was no deer.
No, it was the beast's dinner.
What?
The thing will only eat dead flesh. It has become a ghoul.
Dead flesh? Are you serious? From where?
Decayed corpses from the mausoleum. Needs a constant diet of it to keep it docile.
Oh my God, I'm going to be sick.
Oh. It smells him. I know it. It smells him and the beast is trying to get to him through the wall.
Why did you let this thing go on living? Why not?
Mr. Clymore had a nervous breakdown after Mrs. Clymore passed. That beast is all that's left of her. He couldn't. I mean, he tried, but he just couldn't. Do you understand now? We must cremate the body so it can't consume him.
And what happens after you cremate the body? You think it's just going to go away? That it's not going to go after someone who's alive? You've got to kill that thing.
No! It's breaking out. It's breaking out. You're right. You're right. Quickly, one of the drawers. Mr. Clymore kept a pistol.
Wait. Oh, here. Yes.
Well, there are only two bullets. They'll have to do. You need to leave.
What? I'm not leaving you.
No, you need to leave now.
Evers, we can do this together. It's getting out. Evers, come. Let's get it. Evers, what the hell are you doing?
Storage closet.
What?
It must be here. Yes, this is linseed oil. I used to polish the stairs. Now take what's left of the bottle and spread it about the hall.
Wait, well, what are you doing with that candle?
This estate is over 250 years old. There's a matchbox just waiting to go up.
No, don't!
I made my choice long, long ago.
What?
I stay with Mr. Clymore, and if I can slow the beast down, you'll be able to get out.
No, gosh, no!
Now go! And don't look back. Hurry!
She does as Evers instructs, and spreads the remaining linseed oil throughout the hallway. The fire spreads rapidly as she rushes down the stairs. But oh my! What could that shadow be galloping through the smoke to Clymore's room? Keep going, Jane! Don't stop now! The room reels. Vague visions swim before her as smoke floods the floor upstairs. Oh, Evers wasn't kidding about the house, was he?
Oh, God. Keys. Oh, that's my keys. Oh, come on. Oh, it's the door.
Oh. Eyes smarting from the pungent smoke. Jane whirls about to see the most hideous being she has ever seen. Hideous beyond description, enveloped by flame.
Get open up!
Oh, and don't worry about dear Jane. She will make it to her destination. All trembles and shudders as she alerts the authorities, who will pick through the rubble to find nothing. Nothing but embers. More or less. Ha 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 ha!